Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, high around 68, maybe a little warmer further west. Kenosha right now, 51 degrees. It is warmer in Burlington, 58 at this hour. In Milwaukee, it's 52, also 52 degrees in Racine. Take note that Governor Walker did issue an executive order for the U.S. and state of Wisconsin flags to be flown at half-staff today in recognition of Peace Officers Memorial Day. A statement from his office indicating it's a mark of respect for the officers who've given their lives in the line of duty. Racine Police Department's annual Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Service, that's going to be taking place at 10 o'clock this morning at Hanschel Park. That's located west of Giese School on Bird Avenue on the west side. Public is welcome to attend. The park, by the way, named after Detective James Hanschel, who was shot and killed on this day in 1963 in Pierce Woods while he and another detective transported a fraud suspect to the police station. There have now been two successful graduating classes of Racine County officials to have completed disaster response training at FEMA's Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland. The first involving 77 participants back in 1998, and the second just this past week, totaling 72, one from Kenosha County and one representing the state within the mix. Both times, Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack was there.
Overall, it was a good week. A lot of learning, a lot of building of relationships and things like that. And I think we'll be better prepared as a result of having attended the class.
Mack hoping to build off of what the participants experienced at Emmitsburg, much like 19 years ago, some of that type of planning having been worked into the county's overall emergency response plan, which is always evolving. Nobody in custody to this point after three vehicles were used to breach a metal fence and steal cars from the Mannheim Auto Auction on the west side of I-94 in the Racine County town of Raymond. One of the vehicles had been stolen from the business, another came from Milwaukee. It is unknown how many vehicles were taken off the Mannheim lot, but one believed to have been stolen from there was recovered in Milwaukee County with some front-end damage. Meanwhile, Kenosha police continuing to search for five teenage boys caught on surveillance video vandalizing the Dream Playground last week. Damage was done to three bathrooms, the men's, the women's, and the family bathroom. One of them is still closed. Now, a dollar estimate on the damage has not been made public. Mayor John Antaramian, meanwhile, promising as well that those responsible will be caught. Of course, that park was built just a couple of years ago by some 3,000 volunteers after a community-wide fundraising effort. A proposed tattoo parlor at 900 State Street in the city of Racine ran into some neighborhood opposition recently, though not enough to reject a conditional use permit. Pastor Karen Norton saying that she and the residents of the area do not want such a business there.
We understand that the city of Racine has other establishments like this that are said to be good businesses without trouble. Yet, I beg you to compare the locations of these businesses. They are on thoroughway streets, constructed for traffic, compared to the 900 block of Superior, which is a dead end. It does not have much traffic, and the traffic must always turn around to exit to State Street.
Meanwhile, the applicant, Tomas Posius, explained that he's had a good successful career at another tattoo shop. He's got a good clientele, and he also wants to have what he calls a reputable business.
Four clients at a time, so therefore there's not going to be a lot of people parked outside of the building, and everything is mainly appointment only, you know, so it's not like you can have 30 different people walk in and park outside of the door. And most of my clientele, for example, are a lot of business people, and they will wait 6 months to get in with me to get a tattoo done.
Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski explained that the parking for the site, which was brought up as a concern, that was incorporated with past use of what's called the Lincoln Block Building. Plan Commission supported the conditional use permit for that business, did ask for amendments of the closing times, 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 9 p.m. on weekends. Racine's newly implemented White Box program is red hot and attracting more applicants than money available first time out of the gate, helping to upgrade the insides of older qualified buildings. Among the latest proposals, Tad Ballantyne at 408 Main Street and his plan for shared office space, which also involves another building he owns at neighboring 410 Main Street.
Shared office on the first floor, that's working in Racine. I need to test it on three floors to see if multi-story would work. So, and I need to be in certain price points. One of the interesting things about the, I put together a study on the white box grant. So it's not just the compliance study, but how the money that you people provide works all the way through to what we charge per office.
Meanwhile, CEK Investments owner Carl Kump of Waukesha, he's got 420 Main Street. He plans some type of retail on the first floor, like a restaurant. The White Box Program's criteria includes commercial buildings at least 50 years old. Michigan-based Center for Community Progress is in Flint. It's being considered by the Racine City Development Department to provide help in developing strategies for increasing tax base and reducing blight in the community. Laura Dietert is Housing and Community Development Manager. She says code enforcement's become a bigger issue of late, and she told the Redevelopment Authority they are also looking to create what is known as a land bank, with involvement of hopefully some nonprofit group.
We're looking for something that can work for more of our residential properties, things like that. If we actually do get foreclosures, and we've been talking to the county and hoping that we're making some progress in actually getting some much more of our residential foreclosures through, that we want to make sure that we have some sort of process that is fair and that works with both of the parties involved.
Noted that the center's work in other communities would be of interest before considering any deal to help in Racine. Center for Community Progress, known for its work in post-industrial communities with a lot of vacant homes, places like Rockford, Illinois, to which Racine, of course, is constantly being compared. Kenosha City Council set to meet at 7 o'clock tonight. Among the agenda items, a resolution urging the governor and legislature to close the so-called dark store assessment loophole, something Governor Walker addressed recently, says it deserves consideration, and a couple of lawmakers, he noted, are seeking to look at that.
Senator Roger Roth was in the other day. Representative Brooks, who's one of the co-authors as well, brought it up. And he made the case as to the impact it has on local taxpayers and local communities. And we think it's a legitimate issue. We're willing to work with the legislature on it.
Both Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian and Racine Mayor John Dickert have been warning about big retailers challenging their assessments and winning, leaving other property owners to pick up the tax slack. State Department of Transportation is launching a resurfacing project today. It's Highway 142 from Edgewood Street to Highway J in Racine County. This project's going to be adding turn lanes, updating intersections, removing the bridge over the White River State Trail, replacing it with a roundabout, which was requested by the City of Burlington. Payne and Dolan is the contractor. It's about a $4 million project. They're expecting to have it done sometime this fall. And the advice that Gateway Technical College commencement speaker Carla Kreibel plans to give to tomorrow night's graduates, well, it just says keep pushing. She's a regional president for Johnson Bank, came from a large middle-class family, no previous college history, and recalls participating in her high school's accelerated learning program. That was followed by courses at Gateway, the latter, she said, because she wanted to, as self-motivation.
You graduate from college, you get that job, and don't be that person that punches in and punches out. Always challenge yourself to grow as an individual, and that's when you're going to grow from an income standpoint, from a professionalism standpoint, just from an overall individual, you're going to grow by challenging yourself.
Kreibel speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio. Gateway's commencement to take place again at UW Parkside. Over 1,000 students to be recognized, though only about a third will actually participate in that ceremony. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast within them. Look in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.